be good to go.
Yes, we'll go and I'll add the other bits in. Cool, I'll just start there. I'm going to talk a little bit about using games consoles in the classroom, and particularly in my kind of speciality and personal interest is Xboxes. And how you use it there. Now, can I just see a general gauge of hands? How many people here have some sort of game console that you use regularly at home? That could be a Wii, a DS, a Xbox. Okay. Excellent. Okay, so there are a few people. Right, well, it's for those of you who don't have it, you're missing out. By the end of this, you'll probably think I'm a Microsoft salesman, but I can't recommend them enough. They're really, really good fun. Especially now with kind of advances in technology and different things as well. And in particular, what I've got here is, what does the Xbox really do? What have I found out that it works, how it works, and what it does in the classroom, right? One of the things it does, it kind of provides meaningful context. Now, the interesting thing is, I'm going to come to the games I've actually played with and tried and used later on, but it can create a completely, entirely immersive context that you can put somebody in, and they can get lost in it. You can entirely lose, you can become somebody completely different, you can create a character, an alter ego. It can be anybody you like, and it doesn't matter, because when you turn it off, you can come out of it again. And it's great fun like that. Also, it's good fun. It's really, really, really good fun. And of my kind of class, well, the two classes that I've had so far, I'd say about 90% of them use Xboxes or some sort of games console on a regular basis, spend most of their evenings in front of it. So if they're spending most of the time in front of it, then I think it's worthwhile trying to pull it in and see how we can use that and get involved with them more. And the last thing, it embraces the games industry. Now, I don't know if anybody knows, I was reading a really interesting thing the other day about the games industry. The games industry is the biggest growing industry in the world. It's worth something like billions and billions of pounds now. So it seems pointless in education if we're not actually going to try and tap into it and try and use it, because there's a lot of money going around there and a lot of people really keen to do things. Now, all this kind of enthusiasm came to me. I went to Game to Learn through in Dundee April time last year, and it was great. It was amazing. It was such good fun. You just got to play with everything for a whole day. Really cool. But this is where all my kind of enthusiasm came from about it, and seeing people, how people have actually done it. But you go and you speak to one person, I've used this or I've tried that, but every single person does it differently. They've used the same game but take it with a completely different approach. So you can stand up and you can say, yeah, this is how to do it and this is how you use it. But it doesn't really work unless you actually get in and get involved and play the game and try it yourself. And you're like, oh, this is how I can use it. Anyway, and it's just great fun. Now, so this is what I've got, a bit of advice if you do decide to use the Xbox. Yeah, you have to make sure you've got kind of clear goals. You can't just go out and just have a play. It doesn't work like that. It works like that if you're doing it at home and getting to know the game, which you need to do if you are going to use it. But make sure you've got a clear role of what you want to get out of the session, because if you don't, it'll go on for hours and hours and hours, and it'll be great fun, you have really good time, but nothing really comes from it. You need to give them a chance to explore it and actually have a chance to really get down into the game and work out how to work it before you try and pull any sort of learning out of it. Really just let them just go mad and try with this character and play that song and do this and crash the car and see, do all these things, because if you don't do it, then they'll just spend the whole time wanting to do it, and once they've done it, they won't do it again. Cut yourself a sharp knife once, you don't do it twice. And the next thing is Xbox Live. Now, Xbox Live is like a network for all Xboxes can connect to, and you can go on, you can speak to people. For anyone that does have them, you can get a little headset and talk to your friends. It's looking a bit geeky, but it's really good fun. It's a really good way. You can sit and you can talk to different people and you can find out about it. Now, I haven't actually used Xbox Live at all in school because it doesn't connect to the network, does it? But it's something that you can build. You could build into. You could be sitting. I've got friends in Aberdeen where I went to university, and I sit, and that's the way I actually keep in contact with them, is we sit and we play games. It's easier than phoning them because you've got something to talk about. And the last thing is the Kinect. Now, I've got my Kinect in the car, I forgot to bring it in with me. Now, the Kinect for the Xbox is good because it's a use your body as a controller. Anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to do this, I'd urge you to go to PC World in Brayhead, and they've got one you can play with. You'll have a ball. You look like an idiot, but you'll have a ball. It's a great one. So I'll set it up for you during the break, and you can come and have a play with it because it's good fun. So the games I've kind of experimented with and tried a little bit. It's a Guitar Hero, first of all, now this is my, I've got my drums and my my guitars with me, so you're going to come and have a shot later. Guitar Hero is a really interesting one because the characters behind it are fascinating. They've got big, you know, huge hair and great big guitars and really easy people to have quite a strong opinion about. And you can start writing and get into looking at the characters and what the character does. Where's the backstory? How's this man in a band? What's he doing there? What about the woman? You know, you can, it's so easy to write about. And then you can create this band. And once you've got the band, and you've got a band in your classroom, and you can go and they can start playing. You can have a drummer, and the drummer goes on and practices the drums for their song, and they get really good at the song. They go and play a gig in, with the world tour. You can go and play a gig in Sweden, and you can go and play a gig in Japan. And you think, oh, we're only in Inver area, it's fine, but believe me, when you're in the game, you feel like you're in Japan or everywhere else. It's great. Other games that I've played with is Lego Rock Band. Guitar Hero is, like, some of the songs you need to be a bit careful with, some of the lyrics can be a bit suggestive. But Lego Rock Band is just a sampler version of that. It's more child-friendly version. So, there's not much meat in Lego Rock Band. It's a bit more difficult to get through to the bottom of, but it's still good fun. I've also used Kinect Adventures. Kinect Adventures is using the Kinect in all sorts of different games, getting into different positions and things as well with it too. I've used Forza Motorsport, which is a car racing game. It's, again, it's quite interesting. You can go over all over the world with it, and you can look at different types of motorsport and different cars as well. It's a good one for talking, and you can talk about your dream car and how my car is going to be better than yours, and it's red and it goes faster, and that's what I'm going to use my car for. I've also done a little bit with Mario Kart and the Wii too. Mario Kart and the Wii, just explains itself, is really good fun. And with the Olympics coming up, Mario and Sonic for the Olympic Games as well as another one you can play with too. So I'm going to set it up during the break because I'm running short of time just now, and please come and have a shot of it. It's, you can't experience it until you've actually had a shot of it. It's, games-based learning is fantastic. It's really, really good fun. And you can have great fun with it, and the results for it can speak for themselves. So you've got people who, children who will not speak and not interact with you, can completely come out of their shell when they have, when they can get lost in this context, and they can really have fun and just go mad with it. All right?